This morning, four of our congregants will share with us the particular ways in which they have been moved to give of themselves.
Love cannot remain by itself. It has no meaning. Love has to be put into action, and that action is service. It's not how much we do, but how much love we put in the doing. You may recognize this quote from Mother Teresa. It was on the first page of the UU announcements recently. My community service is given in the form of a volunteer at Kaiser Permanente at their Lakeview Hospital. And I love it. I love doing this. My background in hospitals dates back to my early 20s when I began a course as a student x-ray technician at St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica. The first assignments that we had as students were pretty much running wheelchairs and gurneys all over the hospital. This was a very happy time in my life. So when I spotted a notice in the elevator at Kaiser Lakeview saying, "Do you want to be a gopher?" I associated it immediately with what I did in the early days of my training, and I couldn't get to the director of volunteers fast enough to apply for a position as a gopher. Unfortunately, this was false advertising. No such position existed in the hospital. But there was an opening at the information desk in the main lobby of the hospital. The main responsibility of volunteers at the information desk is to sign in family members who are waiting for someone in surgery, in addition to directing people to the various departments where they need to go to keep appointments. Many times I'm able to offer comfort to an anxious parent, spouse, or other family member. As volunteers, we also deliver complimentary newspapers to the patients, more opportunity for interaction with people. This volunteer desk is staffed from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. We are required to only work 4 hours once a week, but oftentimes there are opportunities to substitute. The volunteer department is responsible for the operation of a blood drive once a month. The nurses are the primary source for help at this, but many functions are done by the volunteer staff, and I have also worked in this capacity. At Lakeview, volunteers are utilized in maternity, GI lab, and on the medical surgical floors, usually with clerical assistance. There's also a cart that circulates through the hospital furnished with books and magazines to give to the patients. Serving in the capacity that I do, I strive to do a common job in an uncommonly good way. Thank you.
We have an egg timer. Keep it to 3 minutes. Gardeners talk a lot. My topic was eco-gardening. And basically, how I see it is, it's exactly what mankind has been doing since the beginning of time. It is simply gardening without using more resources than what we need. And Doris said to what inspired us. Well, the roof had caved in. I can't use the word inspired. The fact was the grass wouldn't grow in our front yard. So we had to figure out another option. And Jim and I love the Southwest. We have a lot of happy memories of the Southwest. So we decided we would find someone who could design our front yard using my cactus and succulent collection and give us a Southwest appearance. We found someone at the Fullerton Arboretum Green Scene, and I will say some of the plants in the front yard never get watered. Some get watered once or twice a year. Some get watered once a month. So what we're conserving is water plus other resources. I don't worry about fertilizer or things like that. And as time went along, Jim and I realized that we'd never have the millions to leave our grandchildren or great-grandchildren that they'd like us to. But we could leave them an environment that had as little damage as possible. And I think that's extremely important, not to damage our environment, because there are many ways we do it. The idea of cactus and succulent does not appeal to everybody at all. And it does to me and it did to Jim, although Jim raised orchids and bromeliads. Now these we associate with high water, wonderful tropical rain, and lots of lush vegetation. However, he managed his by using lath houses, which we can in California, and he could raise his orchids and his bromeliads using a minimum amount of water and have them bloom and be just as incredibly beautiful as they could be. Part of this, I'm talking about our yard, but I volunteer with the Fullerton Arboretum, Fullerton Beautiful. Today, until 4 o'clock, the Fullerton Arboretum green scene will be continuing, and next Sunday, we have the garden tour of Fullerton, which is just wonderful. And you pick up a map at the community college, and then you can go up and see these various gardens in Fullerton, many of them eco gardenings. I'm very lucky. This year I was assigned to a cactus and succulent garden, which is where they usually put me, although Jim said it never looks good to see an old lady sitting in the middle of cactus. He made me change my the front yard when I got older. And the sand of time has run out. So I hope to see you all next week.
Good morning, everyone. I was hoping that everybody's going to forget to use this. Thank you. Well, okay, I'll put my 3 minutes. And if I ran out of time, see me afterwards. I have a lot to share about this. Over the years, I kind of figured out the lifestyle that I like to live. I believe in the ripple effect. I believe that education is the most important part of our lives. I believe what goes around comes around. So as a result, I changed my life around about 10, 15 years ago, and I'm in education. I work with children. I am being very selfish about this. My mother is 90 years old. I'm 61. So I look at her and I'm thinking, wow, I have potentially 30 years ahead of my life. So I better do something productive. And when I look at our children who are between ages of 5 and 15, they will take over the world in about 10 to 15 years. And I don't know about you, but I intend to live that long. So my whole focus is on children. One of the things, I do many things with children. One of the things that I do, I got involved about 10 years ago with Orange County Peace Camp. It was very easy transition coming back from Peace Corps and discovering in Orange County we have a peace camp. What a concept. It started out before I came into this picture about in the early 90s, and it's about 16 years old right now. It's a remarkable concept that we're introducing peace. Peace is a very, I don't know how to explain peace. I mean, 15 years ago, we didn't know how to explain peace at all. What I'm going to read to you, and I still have time for it, it's based on four goals of anti-biased education. Now, the things have changed since first the four goals were designed in the early 90s. They just recently have changed, not have changed, they have updated. And I'm going to read this to you, and so you will understand what this peace camp is all about. Goal number one, each child will demonstrate self-awareness, confidence, family pride, and positive social identities. Goal two, each child will express comfort and joy with human diversity, accurate language for human differences, and deep, caring human connections. Goal number three, each child will increasingly recognize unfairness, have language to describe unfairness, and understand that unfairness hurts. And goal number four, each child will demonstrate empowerment and the skills to act with others or alone against prejudice and or discriminatory action. Now, it's a very noble idea that children will make a difference. But children need us. They can't do this without us. Oh my God, I run out of time. I want to show you, can believe this, I want to show you the little flyer that we have here about Orange County Peace Camp. Do you recognize the face on this flyer? I'm going to bore us 1 minute and tell you a story because I believe in ripple effect. I started peace camp in 2001. In 2002, I insisted to bring for 2 days visit. In 2003, she joined full force, okay? I don't remember when started, when he grew up to be old enough to be a part of it. But this is not even a ripple effect. I stopped talking about peace camp here because I figured, well, everybody who is interested asked me a question. In 2008, I didn't talk about anything. So when I asked, found out, and she brought a friend with her, by the way. He says, transfer in. So this is the ripple effect that I believe in. And this is the ripple effect that I hope to create because I intend to live a long life. And I want them to take care of me the way we take care of them. Thank you.
Oh, I'm not turning the timer over. I know, it's not fair, but I'm up here last, so. Today I will share what generosity of spirit means to me in accepting personal responsibility for stewardship of the earth. I have pushed this up a notch in the last 6 months because I have come to believe generosity of spirit is mindful living and requires weighing the consequences of one's actions and consistency in living within one's professed religious values. Since November of last year, I have been changing my food choices toward a vegetarian diet, a decision I made not for health reasons, but for me, moral ones. I was no longer able to reconcile factory farming practices in the U.S. with eating meat. This from a woman who once equated pulled pork with mother's milk. And I have recently purchased a hybrid Ford Fusion, American green machine, yay, found a bought carpet that is 30% recycled materials and 100% recyclable and did not require glue. These purchasing decisions do cost more than the more environmentally damaging options, but the cost-benefit analysis must include the moral cost of not living in harmony with my religious values. Then there are those little things that Mary mentioned, such as refusing to use the disposable paper drape during my annual pap smear, requiring my hormone replacement therapy be plant-derived because forcing mares to remain pregnant to use their urine to alleviate my hot flashes is just plain creepy. Replacing my garbage cans with the smaller versions and still not filling them up. Biodegradable cat litter, absolute refusal to use pesticides, thus in an unsolicited partnership with the Department of Agriculture every year to collect insects from my yard, ordering produce from Organic Express and not subscribing to Real Simple. Is the editor kidding? Have you ever read that magazine? I assure you, my arm is not about to be broken patting myself on the back. There are miles to go before my generosity of spirit could be exhausted. I completely enjoy buying stuff. I'm a gatherer by genetic composition. Still ask for styrofoam containers when I want to take my leftovers home. Forget to bring my reusable bags consistently. Definitely fly, and that is a big carbon footprint. Want a grandchild, live in a generously sized house, and I am bonded to my electronics. So in the material world, I am still a strong contributor, and any generosity of spirit focuses on maintaining economic stability and job creation in the United States and elsewhere. I'm going a little over 3 minutes because I said I had to have the right to this little advertisement. After the service today, Kathy Dale and I will give a presentation in adult religious education on faith and environmental stewardship. I require these two parts of my life be intertwined. At the heart of my interdependent web, I seek the reinforcing strands of colleagues and friends that also make choices that strengthen the web. There is another kind of generosity of spirit I want to mention.
the spirit of UUCF congregants who share my passion for stewardship of the earth and enthusiasm to share time, talent, and knowledge to collaborate on this presentation. It is very good when one person throws the sand dollar back in the ocean. It is exponentially increases the impact when many join together to save as many sand dollars as possible. It even tidies up the beach. I want to thank many people present for helping me nurture that generosity of spirit within me. Some of us need a little shove and support to be our better selves. Thank you. I see our teens are ready with their project. Come on forward.
We just heard a couple things as we were going through frantically. There's people involved in this congregation, in this church, that teach kids to be unafraid of new things.
Hold it closer.
Okay. Ta-da. Who teach kids to be unafraid of new things, which our group really appreciates because they've grown up with that. They also appreciated field trips with the teens, composting. One of our members is a Girl Scout leader involved with multiple foster care children. Oh, putting snacks out that are served. But overall, there's a multitude of things that everyone in this congregation participates in. The fact that everyone's able to write something down is very impressive, and it's also kind of moving to us. It inspires this group of teens to want to grow up doing the same thing. They've already done a lot of that themselves. So, bravo. You've raised some wonderful teens.
Oh, thank you for this wonderful visual of what we collectively are doing for the world. It's a picture of our communal good works, and it will be on display in the social hall for us all to admire. Thanks so much to the teens and Sean Danta for creating this for us. Thank you.